This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. The big show. Now one of the top shows in America, Talkers Magazine, with their annual list of the Heavy 100 is out. And Wayne Allyn Root, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, top 100 in the United States of America. There's the music that goes from now on every time we mention our top 100 status. The Wayne Allyn Root Show, top 100. All right, kill it, Chris. Enough. They get it. That's kind of the coronation of Wayne Root, top 100. And by the way, you got to understand something. You got to understand something. I was a sports handicapper 3.5 years ago, and I got involved in radio, and in 3.5 years, putting my head down, being relentless, right? I wrote the national bestseller, Power of Relentless, and in 3.5 years, I went from a sports handicapper to a 1 hour, 6 p.m. radio show in Vegas, a tiny town by national standards, number 39 in the country, not even a top 10 or a top 20 or a top 30. Town, Vegas, and then I went afternoon drive time in Vegas, then I went national radio and national TV and national newspaper syndication, and now top 100 of all the radio hosts in America. Very cool. Number 62 to be exact. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I am the capitalist evangelist. I do love all American success stories, and Fordham Resources is poised to become one of those. Publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham owns the rights to 180 square mile City of Gold mining property as well. 180 square miles, not acres. That's 9 times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning they're a stock and you could buy it and you could be part of their success story. FTMR, please visit their website to make your own educated decision. FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Thank you for sponsoring our show. Got a couple letters here from listeners, longtime loyal listeners, who send me a lot of notes. Larry sent me his note. He's from Las Vegas. He always signs it Larry Las Vegas Strong. And he wants to talk about the shootings in Chicago versus Virginia Beach, which I brought up in the last hour. Larry says it's the people getting killed that determine coverage, what color their skin is, in other words, black people. I don't usually say things like this, but it's so obvious. Black babies are slaughtered on the streets and in Planned Parenthood slaughterhouses. Black non-Hispanic women have the highest abortion ratio. Black women's abortion ratio has reached 444 abortions per 1,000 live births. No one seems to give a damn because blacks still blindly vote for Democrats. Probably right on the money there. And then Ken, another one of my favorite fans. Where's Ken from? Ken's from Detroit, Michigan. And Ken says, war, all the manufacturers crying about tariffs hurting businesses and costing them money. That's so sad. And now all the experts calling out the tariffs now proposed on Mexico shouldn't mix taxation with politics. The so-called experts have been wrong about everything they disagreed with Trump about and the actions he's taken to help this country. I think the tariffs on Mexico are awesome. To hell with what the pundits say. Congress refuses to do anything, and that basically leaves Trump very few options. The businesses crying about these tariffs are more worried about their own bottom line, than the well-being and security of this country. They act like this trade imbalance is going to be fixed in no time after decades of idiots caring more about the profits than the country. We're going to feel the pinch for a while. I have an idea. Let's make our stuff in this country and stop putting our country at risk relying on other countries. Make it here and buy it here. Buy American. We should be self-sufficient in everything we have in the USA and export the overabundance to the rest of the world. Can you imagine getting into a war with another country and having to ask them for some steel to build some ships or some oil to power those ships? Ridiculous, right? America first. America first. Ken. Thank you, Ken. Ken from Detroit, Michigan. Listens to the show every day, 3 hours a day, and sends me all kinds of notes and texts. Thank you, Ken. Your information is always appreciated. Virginia Tech offers 10 different graduation ceremonies for blacks and Asians and LGBTs. 10 separate graduation ceremonies. Isn't that racism? In May, the university held separate ceremonies for blacks, Asians, Latinos, Muslims, and LGBT students. Breitbart News reported many American colleges offer separate graduation ceremonies for black students. The College Fix reported this week Virginia Tech is one of many universities that have adopted separate ceremonies for student groups based on identity. For instance, the Donning of Kent ceremony is held to commemorate the graduation of black and African-American students. Wow. It's just weird. It's just wrong. How about I have a white ceremony? You like that? You really think that wouldn't be called racist in 2 seconds flat? But it's okay to have a black ceremony. Virginia Tech will hold a lavender ceremony for student members of the LGBTQ community. So if you're lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, queer, you get your own celebration. Unlike other universities, Virginia Tech will also hold a separate graduation ceremony for student veterans. Well, at least that's good. This event is held in order to celebrate the academic accomplishments of our student veterans. Those completing their undergrad, graduate, PhD degrees will receive a red, white, and blue cord acknowledging the completion of their coursework and to signify appreciation for their service to the country. So, look, I started out with a terrible news, right? I mean, I just think it's absolutely terrible that you could have a separate graduation ceremony because you're gay, because you're black, because you're Latino. It's disgusting and it's racist. But I ended with really good news. At least they have a vet graduation service. I think that's nice. Some other examples of the madness of the Democratic Party and liberals in general. NBA teams consider ditching the term owner because it's racially insensitive. Well, you know, I'm a business owner. I own multiple businesses. I think I own like 12 businesses. I've lost count exactly, but somewhere around 12 businesses. Are you telling me that I can't say I'm the owner of the business? Several teams are now employing different terms to call team owners to avoid the racially insensitive term of owner. Oh, I know what they're going to say before reading this. They're going to say that you're an owner of a team and you have black people playing for you. So that's like having black slaves. Last year, the topic was raised on LeBron James' talk show, The Shop, where Warriors forward Draymond Green bristled at the term. You shouldn't say owner, Green said. Green added that owners should be called CEOs or majority stakeholders. Majority shareholders. Or some other term because it was insensitive to say a white man owns the labor of black men. But wait a minute. So it's only if you own a basketball team where everybody's black and you're the white owner, you can't say owner? Can I say owner when I don't have any black employees? What if I have only white employees? Am I allowed to be an owner of them? Or are they all white slaves? At least since then, two teams have moved away from owner. Steve Ballmer, owner of the L.A. Clippers, is now called the chairman of the team instead of the owner. Philadelphia 76ers now have managing partners instead of owners. Co-owners are limited partners. The league itself, the NBA, has apparently changed its term for team owners. A note for the league informed TMZ owners are called governors. The NBA called the collective owners its board of governors. It's not universal yet, though. The Golden State Warriors' Joe Lacob is still listed as the owner. What do you think of that? I mean, how stupid is this country becoming? How do you give in to idiots like that? How stupid. And here's a former congressional candidate, Sarah Rayo. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Sarah Rayo says she hates white people in America. I saw the headlines. Let's read. I'll read with you the first time what this is about. Some of these I don't get to read till the show. A former Democrat congressional candidate attacked white people in the American flag in a series of angry tweets on Sunday. Sarah Rayo, who ran for Congress in Colorado's 1st District last year, blamed white people for making her life miserable, and she said she can't stand the sight of the American flag. Here's her own tweet. They weren't exaggerating this title. The American flag makes me sick. Sarah Rayo, she ran for Congress. Here's another tweet. White people have done everything to make my life miserable, yet I'm supposed to not hate white people. Rayo was supported by far-left Political Action Committee Justice Democrats. That's the same ones who support Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's like the leader of it. during her campaign last year, easily defeated, thank God, in the Democratic primary by long-term incumbent Diane DeJet, a white woman, who I'm sure is an extreme, you know, extreme liberal loser. No better. But after a primary defeat, Rayo said she was ready to give up on white people, blame them for a loss. Before a loss, she wrote an open letter to the Democratic Party, ripping them for not doing enough to combat racism. You've taken my love, my money, my tokenism, with nothing in return. You continue to call angry white men who commit mass murder lone wolves. But if someone who looks like me screams Allah and fires a gun, it's terrorism. Rayo recently founded a club called Race to Dinner, where she invites white women throughout the country to join private dinners in order to bear witness to the pain of black and brown women. I'm not going to say a word. I don't need to say a word. Not a word. And here's one more interesting one. Nike celebrates the oppression of women and promotes hijabi ballers in a new ad. So here's a picture of 7 women, seven Muslim women, wearing hijabs. I think hijabs is oppression. But to make a woman wear this covering over her face, to me, is such a terrible oppression of women. And by the way, also an oppression of women, oppression of women, is to support the wholesale murder of babies, most of whom are probably female babies, little girls. I would say if you looked at the stats, more people abort female babies than male babies. So it's a sickness. You're saying that you are okay with the fact that people like, I know in China, if they found out they were having a boy, everybody kept the baby. If it was a girl, they aborted the baby. They didn't want girls. I'm sure in America, I'll bet it's 60-40 abortion in favor of aborting girls over boys because they want to keep the boy, but they don't want a girl. That isn't against women? What do you call that? They're showing 7 women with hijabs, and they're saying they're changing the world. Really? With what? Sharia law? Because you enslave women with Sharia law, you're changing the world? What a positive. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love Liberty HealthShare. They've been with me on local radio since the first, right around the first day, I think like month three. They came aboard in month three, not because they said no in the beginning, just because I didn't find them till month three. And once I found them and called them, they got on board right away. So I've been on the radio now since, let's see, 2016, January. I think it was February 7th, 2016. So to February 7th, 17, 18, 19, and then you go to March, April, May, and now June. So 3 years and 4 months I've been on the radio, and they've been with me for 3 years and 1 month of that time. They are a big supporter of Wayne Root. They're a big supporter of my fans. I get letters every day saying how much they love Liberty HealthShare and how much they appreciate that I advertise Liberty HealthShare and what it does for the average person. I know I had kidney stones, and they took care of the whole surgery, and all I owed was the deductible. And they took care of everything, and they negotiated with the hospital, and it was wonderful. You know what that means? The bad news was I had to pay the deductible. The good news was it was only $2,500. I used to have a $10,000 deductible when I had health insurance with Aetna. So I only paid the $25. They took care of all the rest, and the doctors, and the CAT scan, and everything else. And there's an end to this. Not only did they take care of everything else, but now my deductible's paid. So everything that happens for the rest of the year is completely 100% paid up. So that's amazing. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. And they paid for all three of my doctor visits last year. All three were considered wellness visits. I didn't owe a penny. It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost and loving it. It's the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Go check them out. I got this letter, and it's probably true. Another longtime loyal war listener, Dennis. Dennis People don't even call up anymore. They just send me emails the entire show. Some of them send me texts the whole show if they find out my cell phone number. But Dennis says, you may be wrong about it being good news that they have a separate veterans graduation ceremony at Virginia Tech. Because otherwise, they make sure they have a veterans separate ceremony, because otherwise they would trigger all the commie graduates. It's a safe space, toxic masculinity, blah, 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 veterans graduate ceremony. Keep up the great work. Be well, Dennis. He's probably right. You know, if they showed up in their uniforms, you know, their dress blues or whatever they may be, dress browns, they would trigger, you know, all the liberal insanity. Oh, my God, it's soldiers, it's baby killers. So it probably has nothing to do with them being nice to veteran graduates and honoring them. They just don't even want them anywhere near the other graduates. This just in. Good news from a federal judge who rejects the House Democrats' efforts to block Trump's border wall. Judge Trevor McFadden, a Trump appointee, ruled against House Democrats who tried to stop the president from using Pentagon funds for the border wall. Judge McFadden ruled the House Democrats cannot go to court to block Trump from using military funds to fund the wall because the Constitution grants the House no standing to litigate these claims. To be clear, the court does not apply that Congress may never sue the executive to protect its powers. In February, Trump declared a national emergency. By the way, who came up with that idea? Wayne Allyn Root. He declared a national emergency to divert funds from the Defense Department to pay for a portion of the border wall. That is 100% my idea, and Trump took it around with it. Last week, California U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gilliam, an Obama appointee, issued a preliminary injunction on partially blocking President Trump's $1 billion border wall plan. So what it comes down to is, you know, it's just so obvious. Anyone who says to you that judges don't play politics is a freaking moron. I almost said the F word right there. I almost did, I swear to you. I almost said the other F word. But you're a freaking moron if you think the judges aren't 100, all of them aren't playing politics. If you get a Trump judge, he's always going to vote for everything Wayne Root wants. And you get an Obama-appointed judge, he's always going to vote against everything Wayne Root wants and for every commie America-hating idea out there. It's that simple. That's why we need all the judges. That's why you got to re-elect Trump. More good news. Embrace yourselves. The Inspector General's report is coming. Ooh, this is going to be good. It's June, and you know what that means. The DOJ's Inspector General is getting ready to release his report about the FISA process that allowed the Obama administration to surveil President Trump's 2016 campaign. I'm telling you, people are going to jail. I don't know if they're going to make it rise to the level of treason. They probably won't. I doubt they're going to put firing squads up. I doubt they're going to fry you in an electric chair. I doubt they're going to give you an injection that fries the inside of your body and kills you. My guess is they're going to just wussy out, and they're going to charge him with just all kinds of other charges, and everyone's going to face 5, 10 years, maybe 20 in prison. Won't be treason like I think it really should be, because this was treason. This was a coup against the President of the United States. That is treason. But that's okay. If you want to just wussy out and you want to just charge people with something that gives them 20 years in prison, let's twist their arms and give them 1 year if they rat out the ultimate bad guy, Barack Hussein Obama. Obama is the guy who gave all the orders.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Queen Elizabeth II attend a state banquet at Buckingham Palace. President Trump says the relationship between the U.S. and U.K. will remain strong as long as the two countries share several core values.
We affirm the common values that will unite us long into the future. Freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God.
The Virginia Beach shooter cited personal reasons when he gave his 2 weeks' notice just before the shooting last Friday. The man submitted his notice Friday morning saying it had been a pleasure to serve the city as an engineer. He then went on to kill 12 people at the municipal center before dying in a shootout with police. At the closing bell, the Dow closed up 5 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, show is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV. And I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Now, 1 minute because of My Doctor Suggests. I suck in their silver lozenges. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late, wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and the night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allyn Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT. So you want to, we got him? Okay, good. All right, good. So we got Roger Stone. He's our guest, legendary Republican political consultant who's played a key role in the election of Republican presidents from Richard Nixon to Ronald Reagan to Donald Trump. He also worked on Gary Johnson's Libertarian campaign in 2012. And I was the 2008 Libertarian presidential ticket. I was on there. I was the vice presidential nominee, and I worked closely with Roger Stone for a while. He's a great guy, and I feel terrible at everything that's happened to him. Wanted to get him on the show and talk about it. We've got Roger on the line. Is Roger there?
Gary, great to be with you.
Hey, Roger. How are you doing, man? Tell me what's happening in your life right now.
Well, Wayne, as you know, I am still facing a 7-count indictment from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. I have pled not guilty. I will put up a vigorous legal defense, but it really does turn your life upside down. I'm prohibited by court order from discussing the specifics of the case, and therefore I can't do that here. But I can say I'm not guilty, that I will fight for vindication, that I do expect to be exonerated, and I will go to trial in the District of Columbia in November. In the meantime, I remain 100% committed to the presidency of Donald Trump, and I hope to be free to work for his reelection in 2020.
And I assume one thing you can talk about, one of the things that really shocked and outraged me was, you know, look, there's a lot of bad people out there, murderers, kidnappers, rapists, carjackers, home invaders. I urge SWAT teams to knock down their doors in the wee hours of the morning and go get violent criminals who have committed really bad crimes. There's nobody, including a liberal, unless you're mentally ill, who would ever say that Roger Stone committed a crime worthy of an FBI SWAT raid first thing in the morning to wake up your wife and startle your family. I think that's awful. Are you able to talk about the fact that they did that to you?
Well, I think most people saw it on CNN. Why?
Correct.
CNN was allowed to film the whole thing is even more puzzling and raises even more questions. I mean, 29 FBI agents, heavily armed, a helicopter, 17 armored vehicles, 2 amphibious units, and of course, the government justified my arrest in this manner by saying that I was a flight risk, but hours later, the court, with the government's agreement, released me without posting a cash bond. So, in any event, it probably educated many Americans to my plight, and people who want to help me can go to stonedefensefund.com, because, Wayne, this is a $2 million endeavor. That's what my legal defense is going to cost when all is said and done. And being under investigation and having the fake news media like CNN and MSNBC predict for 2 years that you would be indicted for treason or Russian collusion or conspiracy made it very difficult to make a living, has really driven my family to the edge of bankruptcy.
It's a horrible, horrible thing. Give that address again where people can donate.
You go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. You can give with a credit card, you can give by PayPal, or if you're one of those conservatives who doesn't like to put your financial information on the Internet, there's an address there where you can mail a check. But 40,000 Americans have stepped up so far to help me finance a vigorous legal defense, and I'm a fighter. You know that. I will not throw in the towel. I will not turn my back on the president. I'm not able to discuss the case or my feelings about it, but that time will come in November.
Are you able to discuss whether you believe you're a subject of spying by the U.S. government during the 2016 presidential campaign?
Well, that is not related in any way to my case because the government does not say that. However, the New York Times reported on page one of January 20th, 2017, that I was one of three Trump associates who was under surveillance by the Obama administration for what I believe were political reasons. Now, my attorneys have filed multiple Freedom of Information Act requests with the government, and they have stonewalled answering those questions as a matter of, quote-unquote, national security. So I do believe that I was surveilled, and I don't know what the probable cause for that would be.
Are you able to answer this question? Do you not believe that it's just crazy that in this country, if you're a Republican president, even while you're in power, Republicans get indicted left and right, or your friends are all around you, and if you're a Democratic president, you get away with anything you want to do. Nobody cares that Obama used the IRS to come after Wayne Root, and when we tried to go after my IRS records to prove it was a political persecution, got the same result as you. They had 30 days to respond based on the law of this country with a FOIA request, and the IRS refused to respond for, I think it was 18 months in a row, and then they finally sent us my records, which proved in the records that it was a political persecution, and I guarantee you Valerie Jarrett and Obama were right in the middle of it, and nobody cares. But if you're a Republican and you sneeze or go 66 in a 65 zone or spit on the street or stick gum under your desk, they're going to threaten you with jail for the rest of your life. Do you see the correlation there?
Well, anybody who's read my book, The Clinton's War on Women, knows how I feel about previous Democratic administrations. I'm not going to expand on that, but I know how you feel. And it does seem to me to be a double standard, to say the least. Michael Avenatti, by the way, was arrested the other day, and he actually thanked the FBI for not arresting him in the manner that Roger Stone was arrested. Yeah. And he was glad CNN was not tipped off. So that is, of course, on the public record.
Amazing. Last but not least, you personally called for CIA Director John Brennan to be hung for treason in an now-deleted social media post on Saturday. Did you feel bad about writing that, or do you still agree with it?
Let's indicate what I actually said. I said he should be charged, tried, convicted. And as you know, Wayne, the death penalty is the penalty for treason.
Right.
So I qualified it. It wasn't deleted. It was deleted by Instagram, but that's kind of my story as a... But again, it has nothing to do with my case. Now, those liberals are screaming up and down, Roger Stone has violated the gag order in his case. This has nothing whatsoever to do with my case. I'm not criticizing anything pertaining to my case. John Brennan is not currently in the government, but I do think that when all was said and done, we're going to learn that he was behind the now infamous Steele dossier that was used as the rationale for the surveillance of the Republican candidate for president. Nothing to do with my kids.
You know, I'm on the record. Look, I write a nationally syndicated newspaper column, and it starts in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's syndicated nationwide by Creator Syndicate. But not only is it national, but it also is number one most read column in the Vegas paper many times, including this weekend. It was number one over all the stories on the front page of the paper. So it's a very popular column, and I believe would like you believe that many members of the Obama administration committed something that certainly looks to me to be treason. It certainly rises towards that level. Whether you can get it classified as treason in a court of law, whether they'll find you guilty of treason, there's 100 other charges we can charge, and I think they'll all be charged with, you know, tampering and this and that and fraud, and there's 1,000 things you might charge him with, but I think it rises to the level of treason when you conduct a coup against the President of the United States.
Well, at a minimum, it's sedition, but it's kind of ironic because, as you know, Mr. Brennan has accused the President, Donald Trump, of treason numerous times in his social media, but you don't see, say, the Huffington Post jumping up and down about that.
No, but the Huffington Post never cared about anything Obama did, and there's a lot of crimes committed by Obama and Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and all the members of the administration, the unmasking and the spying and the IRS attacks and the Benghazi cover-up and all the above. Nobody ever gave a damn about any of it, but if you're a Republican, my God, they'll come after you day and night, even while you're president. It's amazing how people can get charged like Roger Stone. When you said three people, Roger, were being spied on, one of them was you and one of them was obviously Paul Manafort. I assume the third might be Corey Lewandowski, because all three of you at various times were managers of the Trump for President campaign. You think Corey was number three?
I don't. The Times said that Carter Page and General Flynn were the others. Times has never retracted that story. They stand by that story. I have sought to find out whether there was, in fact, surveillance. Again, plays no role in my current case. And I have been very vigorous in talking about this.
Hey, Roger, the music's on and we got to go. Give real quick in the last 20 seconds. Where could people donate? That's what's important, to help Roger Stone defeat these terrible people in Mueller and company. Go ahead, Roger.
StoneDefenseFund.com. That's StoneDefenseFund.com. God bless you, Wayne.
All right, Roger, we wish you the best of luck, and I'm going to go donate after the show. Thank you. We love you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible. The front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn with War Now. Newsmax TV is coming up in about a little less than 8 minutes. It's at the dot of 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, right here in Las Vegas, 5 o'clock time. Remember, I'm now one of the top 100 radio talk show hosts in the United States of America. Keep in mind... Chris is ready with that song, that music, every time that I announce that I'm one of the heavy hundred. And by the way, I want you to know something. Because of Synagenics, I'm one of the thin light hundred, but I'm in the heavy hundred list. In any case, I'm one of the heavy hundred top 100 radio talk shows in America as of today. For the next year, I will wear that crown. And it's very cool, but it does not include TV. That's just radio talk shows. On TV, I'm number one on Newsmax TV. So when you count AONN, America's One News Network, and you count Newsmax TV, and you count Fox News, I'm one of the top 10 or 15 at the worst radio talk shows, TV conservative talk shows in the United States of America. So one of the top 100 on radio, one of the top 20, probably top 10 even on TV. And keep in mind, it's a country of 340 million people, thousands of cities, and there's probably like 5,000 radio talk shows. And I just made top 100, so very cool. Newsmax TV starts at 8 o'clock, so 7 minutes from now. America's fast-growing cable news channel, 80 million homes as of this year. DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. I'm host of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Bill O'Reilly's on 3 nights a week, including tonight. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV. How do you do it? Call toll-free, and Newsmax will connect you. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. I'd appreciate you making that call on behalf of Wayne Root to badger your local radio, your local cable system to pick up Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. 844-500-6397, a worst case scenario. In the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get Newsmax TV's app on your cell phone, and it's free. And my show is on automatically. That's it. All right? Just an example of how much work I do, right? I worked all day today, and then I got ready for the show, and now I do the 3 hours of the show, and the minute the show's over, Andrea Kay, an old friend of mine who is a radio talk show host in San Diego, asked me to be on her show tonight. So at 6:15, I'll be on the number one conservative talk show at that hour in San Diego. I mean, my days never end. Never, ever, ever end. Never, ever end. So the minute my shows are over, I'll be on someone else's show. Isn't that funny? Illinois' reckless $45 billion capital spending binge exposed. It's really quite amazing. When Governor Pritzker announced a $41.5 billion capital spending plan a couple weeks ago, we thought it was pie-in-the-sky first offer that economic realities and unpopular tax hikes needed to fund so massive a plan would chop it down to something reasonable. Silly us, the plan is now increased to $45 billion. To get a sense of the enormity of that number, consider it's over twice the state's combined annual revenue from personal and corporate income taxes. It dwarfs all recent capital spending programs. The Illinois Jobs Now capital plan under Governor Pat Quinn was for $18 billion. Governor George Ryan's Illinois First was $12 billion. The Build Illinois program under Governor Jim Thompson was $2.3 billion. We understand the case for a capital program of some kind, but this is madness. A spending binge so massive, prepared by proven incompetence and dumped on the General Assembly along with thousands of pages of other budget and spending matters, inevitably will be loaded with pork and waste. Spending will be excessive thanks to the absurd prevailing wage rules that govern all of it. And how will Illinois pay for it? It's not entirely clear, since no one's had a chance to fully digest the legislation, and disclosures so far have been horrible. Just cherry-picked numbers given to reporters. The only good news is the federal government apparently will reimburse Illinois for $10 billion of the $45 billion. According to the Illinois Sun-Times, Illinoisans will see the state's tax on gasoline doubled, higher vehicle registration fees, an increase in video gaming terminal taxes, charges on sports wagering revenue. That's why they just approved sports gambling is about to be approved in the state of Illinois, which is great for me. I'm in the sports gambling business, but it's insanity. The only reason you're approving sports gambling is you so desperately need more money because you spend like drunken sailors, like murderers on furlough, knowing it's your last meal and you're going to prison for the rest of your life or getting the death penalty. You spend everything you got. They're going to increase license fees from casinos and sports betting. Of course, that's why they want sports betting. Tax it. A tax on parking garages and lots. A removal of the sales tax exemption on traded-in property valued above $10,000. And an increase on the cigarette tax of $1 a pack. Poor souls who smoke cigarettes in Illinois. I can imagine what the total tax is now. Don't even ask. They'll just nail you every time you suck in that poison. Every time you suck in that cancer, you're getting taxed to death, even though you're still alive. Cook County municipalities would be allowed to get a 3-cent tax on top of the state-issued motor fuel tax. Have you ever heard anything like this? One way or another, though the tax increases may not yet be clear, the bill will have to be paid. And where are they spending the money? $33 billion for transportation projects, $3.5 billion for education infrastructure projects, $4 billion for state facilities, $1.2 billion for environmental conservation projects, $420 million for broadband expansion, $465 million for health care and human services facilities. I want to repeat again, this $45 billion is literally over twice the state's combined annual revenue for personal and corporate income taxes. Illinois is filled with madmen and madwomen, whacked out of their mind. They've got to be crack addicts. They've got to be crack addicts snorting crack while they create the budget. And they're Democrats, Obama Democrats.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 1.